Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
Okay, it's the morning mess. Time for your favorite prank call. It's time for Nacho's Revenge. Can we say good morning to Trevor?
Morning.
Good morning.
My guy, Trevor, looks like you need some revenge on your sister, Candace. What did she do?
Yes, I do. So I let her move into my place, right, like at the beginning of quarantine. And I'm not married or anything. I'm a single guy, so I needed a little bit of help with the mortgage. So it was cool. I was like, hey, move in with me. And everything was going fine until this month, right? It's like, you know, I mean, it's almost Halloween, and I don't know why in the hell she decided to do this, but we're watching a scary movie, and she just comes out of nowhere, and she's like, oh, my God, we should play with a Ouija board.
What?
I'm like, no.
She wants to play with a Ouija board?
Yeah, during, like, we're watching a scary movie. I'm like, what is your problem? No, that's stupid. No way, you know?
Is your sister 12 years old, or?
Yeah, she might as well be, right? Seriously, that's not a very grown woman move, for sure. Like, you should know better by now, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, too, is, like, you know, I bought the house, and it's new to me or whatever, but it's from, like, the 20s.
Ooh. That's kind of creepy. That's like a 100-year-old house with some history.
Yeah, for sure, right? So, and I don't know who owned it, like what happened in the past, and I don't really want to know.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah. And I just don't want to mess with that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know? So then the other night, we're watching a scary movie again, have some family come over, some cousins and stuff, and they're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's play with the Ouija board.
Oh, no. In your house?
In my house, yeah.
So wait, obviously sure. You want revenge on your sister. Did anything weird or creepy happen?
So no joke, you guys. Like, they started with the Ouija board and stuff like that, and I thought maybe she was messing with me or, like, moving around the board or whatever, you know?
Right.
But then, seriously, the lights went out in the house.
The lights went out?
The lights went out.
Was it anybody messing with it, one of your cousins in the back?
No. We all kind of freaked out a little bit, and then ever since then, there's been, like, weird stuff going on in the house. Like, I'll hear noises, and I can swear I hear, like, the door opening and closing and stuff like that.
Nah, she woke up those spirits, man. Mm. You can't mess with those old houses either.
No, not at all. And it's creepy now. Like, especially at night, I'm trying to sleep, keep hearing all these noises and stuff. And so I want you guys to help me out. Like, I'm going to get her back, sell the damn house. Like, if we could call her.
Wait, you say you're going to sell the damn house?
He's like, if we could prank her, and then if you could let me know who your real estate agent is, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you.
What's your idea? How do we ruin your sister's morning?
Well, so I thought maybe you guys could call and just pretend to be like a ghost hunter, you know? Maybe just really, really freak her out. Because she's already a little bit scared, I can tell, you know?
Okay.
I mean, she's really, really, really freaked out. And the best part is, I'm thinking, like, I'm in the house. I'll just, like, stay kind of hidden away or whatever. And I'll, like, mess with the lights and, like, open a door and just stuff like that. And really, really, like, put it.
Oh, she's at the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're there, too, right now?
Yeah.
Oh, this is perfect.
You're going to get her
this
so
is
good.
Perfect. So I could pretend like I'm like a Ghostbuster kind of situation then.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. That'd be perfect, yeah.
All right.
All right, so Ghostbuster, okay. Yeah, so there's going to be certain parts. Definitely flicker the lights, okay?
Okay, will do for sure.
I think, Carla, I might need your help on a guest appearance from your La Llorona impersonation, okay?
Oh, let me get my voice ready. We're ready.
What's your sister's name?
Candace.
Okay.
Yep.
We're going to freak out your sister, Candace, and really make her think that she brought out all the spirits in your old home, okay?
Awesome. I can't wait. She deserves it so bad.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, your favorite prank calls is up next. It's Nacho's Revenge with the Morning Mess. Hit it one more time, Carla.
Ay, mis hijos.
Morning Mess, in the middle of your favorite prank calls, in the middle of Nacho's revenge. We spoke to Trevor, who wants to get revenge on his sister this morning. I guess throughout the whole pandemic, he let his sister stay with them at his house. Now, what we found out from Trevor, this house is over about 100 years old.
Dang.
So while Trevor and his sister Candace are just hanging out the house, Halloween time, Trevor, your sister decided that she wants to do Ouija board in your house.
Yes, she did.
Your sister's not 12 years old. She's in her, what, 20s, 30s?
Yeah, she's in her late 20s, so it's like, grow up.
Right. At a family gathering, she busted out the Ouija board again, then weird stuff started happening in your house.
Yep, so we had some cousins over, and they started playing with it, and really weird started happening.
Ouija board is not to be played with, especially with an old house.
Yeah, not a 100-year-old worth of ghost.
That's a lot of spirits. So she got you shook up, so you want to shake up things with your sister and scare the hell out of her. She's in the house right now, right?
That's right. Yep, she's in the house right now.
So you want me to pretend like I'm kind of like a paranormal expert, a ghostbuster, if you will?
Yeah, yeah, like one of those paranormal investigator, like experts or whatever, and just scare the hell out of her. It's going to be great.
Okay, I need you to do one thing. I need you to hide so what she doesn't see. So when I call her, I'm going to need you to like flicker lights, move curtains and stuff like that, okay?
Okay, yeah, I can't wait.
Okay, we ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Here we go.
Hello, this is Candace.
Hello, Candace. This is Nacho Chavez. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. So listen, Candace, I'm a ghost hunter. I hear that you need my services.
I'm sorry, your what services?
Ghost hunting services. I'm a paranormal investigator, to be exact.
Okay. I'm assuming that my brother contacted you?
Yes, I'm so glad he did, Candace. He reached out just in time.
Why? Did you find something?
Yeah, this is the thing, Candace. This is no regular ghost, Candace.
Okay.
It seems that the ghost is a woman ghost, and she's very, very mad.
Why is she mad?
Well, because she thinks her ghost boyfriend only uses her as a booty call, so...
Are you kidding me right now?
Listen, Candace, it's a very scary situation for you. I'm just trying to lighten the mood. Do you want to get rid of this ghost?
Yeah, I'm kind of freaked out here.
Yes, your brother's very freaked out too, so I'm here to help your family. It's not very easy, but I think you could do it on your own, okay, Candace?
Okay. Like, what do I do? Just tell me.
First, you need to ask the ghost if she is still there.
Okay. Is anyone else here?
Did you hear that?
What is that?
Candace, I think you made the ghost mad.
All I did was what you told me to do.
You gotta get out of the house right now.
I don't even have shoes on. Like, literally, what do I do?
Candace, screw your shoes. Run, Candace, run!
Seriously, like, I'm so freaked out right now. I don't know what to do.
Don't freak out. Just get out the house.
What is going on? Like,
okay, I don't know. I'm not there. I'm just trying to go through you. Tell me what you see. Tell me what you feel.
I'm really scared. Like, honestly.
Where are you at right now?
I'm standing in the backyard.
Okay, what was that?
What do you mean?
Was that the ghost?
No, I mean, I don't know. What is it?
Okay, Candace, look through the window really quick. Are you near a window?
No, I'm really scared. I really don't want to go.
You
got to
go to the window, Candace. Go to the window.
God. Okay, hold on. Oh, my God. The lights are flickering on and off.
What? They're flickering?
Literally.
We can fix this, Candace. But you need to go back in the house.
No, I'm not going back inside.
You got to go back in the house.
No.
You have to.
Why can't you just come over here and help?
I don't have a car.
Okay, well, I'm not going inside the house.
Just go back in the house.
Fine, I'm inside.
Okay, go to the living room.
Oh my God, the TV just turned on.
What? What's on the TV?
I didn't turn the TV on. The TV turned on by
itself.
This
is getting weirder and weirder. Okay, we're going to try a little Latin-termed exorcist chant, okay?
Okay.
Ite bote. Say that.
Yo te bote.
Yo te solte.
Yo te solte.
Pacarra te mande.
Okay, no. Can you seriously?
No, that last word just really exercises it.
Te mande. Okay, is it helping?
Candace.
Oh, God.
Nacho.
The ghost is talking through me.
What is it saying?
It says that you have to. It's inside me. It's saying to. Apologize. It's saying apologize to your brother for playing the Ouija board.
Okay, I'm sorry that I was playing with the Ouija board.
Okay. And that you, Candace, you there?
I'm here.
It's also telling me to tell you to send breakfast burritos to the morning mess.
What? Happening right now for y'all.
Candace.
Yeah.
You're live on the radio. We're the morning mess. Your brother's on the line. He put us up to this prank call.
Are you serious?
Trevor, you want to explain why you wanted a pranker this morning?
That Ouija board is not cool.
I'm literally like scared right now. Like, you have no idea.
Well, Candace, you did learn a cool little Latin track. The second verse is pretty much the same as the first. Ready? Come on. Itaote!
No! You guys.
Nacho!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.